The Vanquishing, Part 1, by Val B. Russell. My dearest Dominic, by the time you hold this letter in your hands, I will have vanished. Please don't jump to any conclusions to explain my disappearance. The first thing you have to know is that I love you, and my leaving has nothing to do with you or us. But before I explain, I need you to sit down. Please try to remain calm, because I have revelations that will shake the foundations of everything you have ever thought to be true. There is so much you can't fully understand right now, but over the course of the next 14 months, your world, as you know it, and the very planet you live on, will become unrecognizable. First, I'm not who you think I am, or more specifically, I'm not what you think I am. My name is not Grace Hunter, and I wasn't born in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, to Ruth and Martin Hunter. I never attended Princeton, or any other school for that matter. But if you take a trip to the L.A. County Morgue, you'll find Grace Hunter's name on file, along with a post-mortem detailing the cause of her death. At a cemetery in Wheaton, Illinois, you'll find a grave marker with the same name. Grace Hunter was a body and an identity, and I took it, or replicated it through the action of thought, right down to the intricacies of her DNA, memory bank, and personal preferences. You see, Dominic, I'm not human. I'm of another race of beings, or what you humans call extraterrestrial. Although this is not really an accurate designation, it is as close as you've come to identifying us. We're not biological in nature, like humans. Instead, we are pure intellect or thought. Our collective species is known as the essence, but each of us individually is called a presence. And there are many around you now, some in replicated bodies like mine, as well as those you can't see, but still sense. Sometimes you've called us ghosts, or angels, or spirits, when in all honesty we are nothing as benign as a haunting, or as divine as an angel. On the contrary, Dominic, my love, we are a malevolent species, and our intentions are completely self-serving. We're not here to benefit humanity, we are here to hasten its destruction. Our agenda is to steal your planet, in order to colonize the Earth with our kind. As a consequence, we have been actively participating in your society since the first human being discovered higher thought and reasoning. Do you remember when we met at the university? You were mesmerized by the seemingly endless library in my head. Do you recall our first conversation after Dr. Pinkerton's lecture on reasoning in early hominids? You were incredulous at my breadth of knowledge regarding brain function in early man. My dear sweet Dominic, how else do you think I acquired this information, or all the other knowledge I possess? I was there. I was present over 4 million years ago, and witnessed the result of the first human being to have an idea separate from the other animals. And that particular idea was to stand erect on 2 legs. It was a female, and she took 3 steps, fell, stood again, took 6 more steps, remained upright, and thus altered the course of your history. Soon others imitated her, and eventually the capacity for thought had an explosion of sorts, with advancement in food gathering, hunting, the use of tools, and the complex construction of shelter. This all happened without our involvement, solely your own achievement. But it was during this time, when you began to form larger family and social groups, that we discovered and realized how difficult it could be to wrest this planet from you, where you left to your own evolution. Your instinct to survive was and is incredibly strong, so an infiltration seemed necessary to further our interests. It was clear from the beginning that you hurt each other easily, and that your individuality is your weakness. Murder for my species is out of the question, and considered primitive and divisive. But we've exploited your penchant for killing each other, almost from the beginning. And when you thought you were seeing one of your own in the faces of Cleopatra, Caesar, Nero, Stalin, Columbus, Alexander the Great, it was actually a presence, one of my species. We insinuated ourselves in positions of power, but also among the peasant crowds. Often we fired the first bullet or threw the first stone, instigating many uprisings and revolutions. More times than we would like to acknowledge, some of you have come close to discovering our true nature. Your mystics and psychics are our greatest enemy among you because, even though we're not physical beings, we can be seen when your kind are able to stifle human emotions such as grief and fear. Our appearance can be as a transparent image, a flash of light, even a shadow. When humans have seen us, they've called us God, with the ultimate result, an explosion of superstition, concluding in the construction of organized religion. This new development was the perfect power base for the corrupt among you, and ideal for advancing our mandate. We used it to create more divisions between you, based on your collective fear of biological death and suffering. Eventually, you created an opposing entity and called us Satan, someone for you to blame for giving in to your own desires and hatred. As you murdered and warred, we grew weaker and weaker from the need of a host atmosphere. Our own leaders had to make the decision to progress you beyond your dark ages so that we could eliminate you and alter Earth to suit the requirements of our life force. At the time, we weren't certain whether you could grasp the concepts we needed to introduce, but after a while, you developed a crude understanding that allowed the delivery of ideas that would thrust you forward with the advent of scientific theory. We were in body and came to you as Copernicus, Galileo, Archimedes, Newton, Da Vinci, Franklin, Edison, Pasteur, Curie, and Aristotle. I could go on and expand on this list as I was in body at the time, but suffice to say, Dominic, you are where you are because we put you here. We guided your boats to unite the people on one part of your planet with the other, expediting our mission to have you kill off each other in large numbers, thus ensuring our takeover and the survival of our species. On and on this has continued until we are now finally ready to form a thread around your planet, leading to your final tumult and self-extermination, an inevitable nuclear end. We've been preparing for this atmospheric change for some time now, through the altering of planetary temperature and weather pattern distortion. You've been calling this global warming, and true to your egocentric nature, you believe yourselves to be responsible. Your blindness to anything that is not self-constructed is precisely that which has made you vulnerable to our efforts for control, and now the time is upon us for the change. Unfortunately for humans, there is no survival after physical death, but our species is different. The essence is eternal, as long as we have a viable host to sustain us. We had that until a dying star near our own planet accumulated so much negative energy it became a vacuum, siphoning our force to such a degree that we lost many among us before we noticed what was happening. It was at this point we became wanderers, desperately searching for somewhere safe to remain and repopulate our numbers. We think ourselves into being, but without a suitable environment this has become impossible and a threat to our existence. Then, by sheer chance, we saw your little blue planet, and our time of searching ended. There is so much more I want to share with you, and information and understanding that go beyond your own imagining, but the opportunity to do this has long since passed, and soon I will be vanquished as punishment for involving myself with you, a human, and for committing the ultimate act of betrayal against my race by defiling myself with emotion. Going against my true nature, I willingly fell in love with you, Dominic, and still worse, we've created another, a baby which I carry inside my replicated body. Deep down inside, Dominic, you must know, a child that is half human and half presence is a creature that will be considered a monster, vilified and shunned by all. The result of our union has been my destruction, but I would do it all over again, fully knowing the result would culminate in my own demise. Right now, you must hate me for duping you and lying to you all this time, and I don't blame you, but please, Dominic, please, my love, forgive me. I had no idea this would happen. And the essence has already judged me guilty and sentenced me to a vanquishing. I'm to be eliminated soon. My participation in eternity will cease, and it will be as if I never occurred, erased from all knowing, in the essence. If my species could hate, this would be the expression of it. Dominic, there is no hope for the baby and me now, but despite the excruciating misery I'm suffering, in this most wretched state of turmoil, it is also the most beautiful experience that any being of any species could ever have. It's all so simple in the final analysis. I feel something, Dominic. I actually feel emotions like love, fear, hate, anger, joy, sadness, regret, and every nuance of each in between. You can't begin to comprehend how incredible this is for me, or for one like me, and it is you, my sweet man, who gave me this gift, your human way of laughter and tears. It's clear to me now that the great flaw inherent in my species is that we have only knowing, a very rigid and narrow existence, a dry state of being that is in every way static. Emotions are seen as regressive and negative, too primal, and an adversary we are to defeat. But you've taught me that there is more for an eternity to become than this, and a growing that is beyond intellect is possible. Feelings are movement towards something greater, and what a shock to me to discover that I wanted all this with you and our baby. It's because of my new understanding that I'm giving you instructions on what to do to save your species. I have nothing to lose, and it will be my own act of true love, a new emotion for me, and the very energy that will save humanity. It is an irony that your human weakness of passion and ego is also your strength, and you must do everything in your power to bring others together, to temper it into a collective goal. I am not the only presence who has become involved with a human being. In fact, Dominic, there are many in positions of power in your governments. It is to those you must go with this letter, and together you can prevent what your religions have labeled Armageddon or the end times. The essence has laid the groundwork, but it is up to the human species to set it in motion. Below you will find a list of names, cities, addresses, and phone numbers of those who can help you, but you must hurry because the essence has been inciting enough hatred and paranoia among those who have the nuclear capability to destroy everything. I have to go now, my darling. I can hear an essence in my thoughts, and they are coming for me. Please know that I never meant for this to happen when we met. They can kill me, eliminate my being, but this love that burns inside me for you, it will never die. Goodbye, Dominic. I love you. Gracie.